On this episode of The Breakaway, we're going to do a new segment, pros and cons from the last few weeks and where Sacramento is set up. A lot of stuff on this solo episode, but excited for you guys to be locked here on The Breakaway, presented by our friends at Los Rios Community College District. Soccer fan, student, and graduate, the Los Rios colleges want you to be all three. American River College, Consumers River College, Folsom Lake College, and Sacramento City College are now enrolling for the fall 2022 semester. With flexible class schedules, free tuition for most students, and support services, you can graduate and get a career in no time. The Los Rios Colleges understands you may have a job and family obligations that can make attending a college challenging. That's why they offer flexible scheduling options to meet your needs, including full-term and short-term classes, evening and weekend options, and classes that are fully and partially online. To learn more, visit losrios.edu/apply. Grow your business with Citizens Business Bank. Since 1974, Citizens Business Bank has created banking relationships by focusing on their customers and helping them achieve more for their businesses, their employees, and the communities they serve. Choose a team that can help you achieve your goals by visiting cbbank.com to learn more. Citizens Biz Bank, member FDIC. Visit our friends at VJB Cellars in the heart of the Sonoma Valley and feel as though you've stepped into an Italian piazza. Taste award-winning Italian varietals, enjoy authentic wood-fired pizzas, and finish your visit with a scoop of gelato. A perfect way to spend your day, and only a quick 90-minute drive from Sacramento to a slice of Italy in the Sonoma wine country. Visit VJBCellars.com or give us a call to plan your visit today. All right, solo pod today. Time to talk my pros and cons of the last couple matches. So there's a lot of things I want to get into, and there's a lot of positive and negatives involved. But the first thing I want to get to is how good of a spot Sacramento is for multiple reasons. The stretch following the Open Cup game where they beat Charleston right before they, I should say, let's start with the draw before. They drew with Phoenix. They beat Charleston. They beat New Mexico, which is probably the biggest league match of the year. Draw with Rio Grande Valley. You would argue, oh, if they could get a win there, that'd be great. And then loss against Monterey Bay. But listen, here's where Sacramento's at. They're in fifth place, right? They have a pretty good leg up over everywhere below them because they have three games in hand over El Paso, who's 3 points down, who, by the way, have been a disaster. They lost 4 or 5. Vegas, who, by the way, comes to town this Saturday, or we go to them this Saturday, that'll be a pretty big match. So, and they have a game, Sacramento has a game in hand on them, and they're 4 points back. So if Sacramento can get points this week, they're in such a good spot. Now, this Wednesday match is separate. I'm talking about just before, leading up to the situation we're in right now. Sacramento, because of those two wins, against Charleston on the road and against New Mexico United, they have really put themselves in a spot where they can do what they did on Saturday, where they rest guys like Roro Lopez and they rest Lee Desmond, and they pick and choose either a game a week, or maybe even not when there's only a one game week to not play those guys. So they're in such a good spot to prepare for this Open Cup final against Orlando. And yeah, we saw Orlando move their game right before. We can get into all that as well. But here's the thing. Sacramento is in such a good position in the standings right now. And I think the 3-4-5 spot, if Sacramento can aim to get to third, they're in such a good spot in the table. They're in a comfortable spot in the table. They're not going to catch San Diego. They're not going to catch San Antonio. I don't think they care. We know that this team can beat teams in single elimination games in the playoffs. So being a 1 or 2 seed and having home field, of course, matters. But this team went down, beat the Galaxy on the road, in a pretty impressive match. So they can do it. There's no doubt about that. And this team is talented, especially with their experience in single elimination matches. It's got to give you confidence going into playoffs. So let's talk about that. That is a massive, massive pro right now for Sacramento. You can look at the last two matches and say, well, Sacramento didn't play that well against Monterey. They drew against Rio Grande Valley, also didn't play that well. Here's the thing. They're still trying to kind of figure out who they are when they don't have their best 11. You know, for the basically that stretch where Sacramento needed points before the Sporting Kansas City game, up until that Phoenix game, they were playing most of the same guys every single match who were getting used to each other. You could see them starting to gel. They were playing really well. They had that really great June. But again, that was at that time where Sacramento needed those points. Now you're in a spot where, of course, points are great, in these last two matches, but you're also at a spot where some rotation can't hurt because these guys are getting on the same page. Here's a con. When Roro Lopez isn't on the field, it is a massive difference. When Luis Felipe is not on the field, it's a massive difference just in the creation. And that is a concern if those guys are not playing every game, which I don't think they're going to be right in this crazy run-up to the Open Cup final. And following, now when you think, okay, big game, these guys are going to be out there. I would imagine Wednesday they're going to be out there against Colorado. This is a huge match. And if Sacramento can get a win, they likely leapfrog New Mexico. They have a game in hand on New Mexico. And not only that, they're within 2 points of Colorado with also a game in hand on them. So two straight wins, they could be in third place, theoretically, depending on what happens with those other two teams. So that's why these next two are super important. Now, if you rank them, Colorado, of course, far more important because they're above you in the table. But Vegas is in seventh. They're on the last playoff spot right now. They haven't been playing all that great. They've been having guys go up and down to LAFC. So these next two matches, super important. If you look at the importance of the RGV and the Monterey Bay matches compared to these two, I just think they're at a different level. And you can tell by the lineups that are putting out there, there's been a lot of rotation that is obvious. And Sacramento, Todd Donovan, Mark Briggs, the coaching staff have deserved so much credit for the way that they have set up this season, the way they have not only figured out a way to go deep into the Open Cup, giving themselves rest early on. Now they're at a position where that rest kind of came back to bite them these last couple weeks, right, where they had a ton of games. They got results in important games. The rotation guys showed up when we needed them in that Charleston match. And now they're at a really, really good spot in the table where, yeah, they're only 4 points up of the seventh-place team. But really, they're more than that because they have a game in hand over not only the two teams below them, sixth and seventh, but of the eighth and ninth place teams coming up. Massive, massive stuff. Okay, let's go into the actual game. Here's a pro that I want to get into. Jack Gerz's distribution. That ball he put in to Kekko in what, I think it was like the 6th minute that was saved, was an absolute dime. He put that ball into Roro last Wednesday night at home that equalized for Sacramento. This guy has been putting in great balls all year long. Sacramento's got to figure out a way to get on top of those and capitalize on those great crosses he's had. The finishing is a con, right? We've been talking about that for a couple weeks and really all season. You can even link it back to last year. Obviously, this is very, very different. Sacramento kind of still trying to find out who is their most creative guy up top. We've seen them throw out different guys. I thought Douglas Martinez, I know he was a massive part in Sacramento's draw on Wednesday last week, making a huge run that basically freed up Roro. And I think Mark Briggs has kind of talked about it, wanting him to stay more central, to stay more of a threat. And what that's going to do is it's going to open up for other guys. And I think that's kind of what's going to be interesting. So, and we'll see how Deshaun Brown kind of figures in Malik Foster. They're still trying to kind of figure out, you know, who works well together. And it's at a weird part of the season, right, to be doing some of those things. So having the ability to try that, I think John Morrissey talked about it a couple weeks ago, and I think it's really important. Sacramento kind of has this window right here in these last two games, and they'll have a couple windows here coming up as well. Probably the Louisville match, right, because it's right before the Open Cup. You'll likely see a lot of rotation where they can get rotation guys comfortable with one another and have that to where when they go to playoff time or a big match down the stretch where Sacramento needs points, but they also need to get rest for a guy like Roro Lopez, who's 35 years old, that's where they are able to do it and still be successful. The win against LA Galaxy 2 before the LA Galaxy match, massive. The draw on the road in Phoenix before the semifinal match, huge. The win in Charleston after a crazy semifinal win where guys are playing 120 minutes and then they travel the next day, go to Charleston and get 4 goals, massive. Oh, and by the way, then they have another game the following Wednesday and another game the following Saturday. So they had like, what, 5 games in 15 days? It was crazy. Now they're starting to open up a little bit because they got those two big results. Now they have had a little bit of freedom these last two matches. But that leads in to the Colorado game where Sacramento is going to likely put their best group out there. This is a huge, important match. Just like they focused in that New Mexico game, same type of thing against Colorado. One of the things I think is interesting is the heat on Wednesday. We know it's going to be a little bit hot, but I'm curious to see how that factors in for a team like Colorado that plays at high elevation, probably not completely used to the heat. And another thing that's interesting, and we'll get this to another pro for tomorrow night, is Colorado was up 3-0 on El Paso on Friday night. I don't know if you saw it. They were up 3-0 in like 18 minutes. El Paso came back and tied this game. They've been giving up goals left and right. The last three matches, they have given up 11 goals. They lost to Phoenix 4-0. They drew with Orange County 3-3. They drew with El Paso 4-4. They drew with the Battery the weekend before 3-3 and lost 3-0. They have given up three goals or more in their last five games. They've drawn three, lost two. They are by far in their worst form of the year right now, and they're struggling. This is an important match for them. They had a little more rest than Sacramento. They played Friday. But the thing that is clear is if this team goes up early in Colorado, they are going to give up goals still because they don't stop pushing. They don't sit back. They don't park the bus. They continue to keep pushing, and that is going to be important for Sacramento. One more con, and then we'll get out of here. Sacramento continues to give up first goals. We've seen it Monterey Bay. We saw it against RGV. We saw it against New Mexico. They got to figure out a way to avoid giving up the first goal. Now, the counter to that would be, well, when they give up the first goal, they're pretty dang good. Yeah, they are. But it's important that they try and figure out a way, especially against a team like Colorado that can put two and three on you, to be very, very clinical in the back. And I think we will maybe, I don't know, we'll see if Lee Desmond will be back in for this one, but we could see a little rotation in that back line now that Josh Bauer is here. Those back three, Dan Casey, Connor Donovan, and Lee Desmond, don't necessarily have to go every single game. But, you know, a full week of rest last week, a little more time. We'll see if they do go with that back three that was so good in this season and really in June and July. Lastly, if you look at the table and you look how Sacramento is set up, the pro is let's look at what's coming up in the schedule, right? Okay, we got Colorado. Then you have Las Vegas, 7th place below Sacramento. Then you have Oakland, 9th place below Sacramento. Louisville game, let's throw that one out for now. But those are three matches against teams that are right now not in the playoff hunt. Then you go to Loudoun on September 10th. That's at home. They are a disaster in the East. Orange County in last place, or second to last place behind RGV on September 18th. Then San Antonio on the 24th. Phoenix and LA Galaxy 2. The road for Sacramento coming up, they have a lot of games that they should be able to get points. They played a lot. Their hardest part of their schedule was in the beginning of the season, and now they're set up very nicely to where they only play San Diego, San Antonio, and Louisville are the only guaranteed playoff teams that Sacramento will play following this Colorado game. But that puts the importance on this Colorado and Vegas game, these next two games. If they can get 4 points or even 6 points, they are in unbelievably great shape. I don't think the second spot is catchable, but the third spot, get a home game. We know what these fans in Sacramento will do for single elimination matches, and after the Open Cup run that this team has done, the city is going to show up again for a home game in the playoffs. So getting that first one at home is massive. And then as we know, in the Western Conference and the USL Championship, anything can happen, especially in single elimination games. We've seen teams get upset this year in crazy fashion. The teams at the bottom of the table, like a team like RGV, who's been playing decently well, getting a couple big draws. Obviously, they drew against Sacramento last Wednesday. Orange County beat Phoenix. I mean, a lot of these teams, Monterey Bay was in 12th place. Now they beat Sacramento. So anybody can beat anybody. And if that benefits anybody, it's going to be Sacramento going deep. And by the way, haven't even mentioned the Open Cup final that's coming up on September 7th. So this team right now is poised in such a good spot, not only in league play. We know how good they've been in the Open Cup and this magical run that's happened that has brought this city together, given us one of the greatest moments in Sacramento sports history, maybe the greatest moment in Sacramento Republic history on September 27th. We've had some incredible, incredible memories this year. And the best part is this team still has a lot more left. They got the final, they got the rest of the season, and very likely the USL Championship playoffs. Wednesday is a big one. You can grab your tickets right now against the Colorado Spring Switchbacks. I mentioned probably the biggest game of the year, at least in the league, obviously. Not comparing this to Open Cup. Big one in the league against the third best team in the West. If Sacramento wins this one, they could be in a really, really good position to move up the table going in the next couple of weeks. Grab your tickets, sacrepublicfc.com/tickets. We thank you for your support of this podcast. We hope you enjoyed this new segment of Pros and Cons. We're going to try and do this once a week or every other week, maybe with a guest. Maybe we'll do it solo, but we'll see. We're still tinkering a little bit with it. Likely we'll have a couple big podcasts coming up. I don't want to tease anything. I don't want to give anything away, but a couple big guests coming up on this podcast later in the next, let's say, month. So we're super excited. Stay locked to this feed. Please rate, review, subscribe, or follow, and let us know what you think we should do. Who do you want us to interview? Let me know, and we'll have some fun. We appreciate it, as always. And, of course, big one Wednesday, as always, Co-Republic!